Welcome back to the Existential Hygiene Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're going to talk about our first pillar, epistemic hygiene. Epistemic hygiene is all about how we acquire, evaluate, and maintain our knowledge and our beliefs. It's the practice of keeping our thinking clear, our beliefs well-founded, and our minds open to new information and perspectives. In our information-rich world, where we're constantly bombarded with data, opinions, and claims, epistemic hygiene has never been more crucial. It's about asking, how do I know what I know, and why do I believe what I believe? This hygiene is fundamental because our beliefs and knowledge form the foundation of how we interpret and interact with the world. This hygiene is fundamental because our beliefs and knowledge form the foundation of how we interpret and interact with the world. Faulty or unexamined beliefs can lead to poor decision-making, unnecessary conflicts, and a distorted view of reality. Epistemic hygiene involves several key practices. First, critical thinking, developing the ability to analyze and evaluate information objectively. Second, intellectual humility, recognizing the limitations of our knowledge and being open to changing our minds. Third, source evaluation, learning to assess the credibility and reliability of information sources. Four, belief updating, regularly reviewing and revising our beliefs in light of new evidence or experiences. Fifth, cognitive bias awareness, recognizing and mitigating the mental shortcuts that can lead to flawed reasoning. Practicing epistemic hygiene doesn't mean becoming cynical or dismissive of all information. Rather, it's about cultivating a balanced, nuanced approach to knowledge acquisition and belief formation. It's also not about achieving perfect knowledge, an impossible task in our complex world. Instead, it's about developing a more thoughtful, reflective relationship with information and beliefs. As we wrap up, I encourage you to reflect on your own epistemic hygiene. How do you typically evaluate new information? Are there beliefs you hold that might benefit from re-examination? Remember, every time you pause to question an assumption or seek out diverse perspectives, you're strengthening your epistemic hygiene. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager reminding you that clarity of thought is the foundation of a well-lived life.